Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 28.
Oh my, yes.
Did I do good?
I think you did it satisfactory.
Okay, I'll go for better next time.
All right. Oh my, yes.
That was more like, I don't know. I had a joke and it died.
It just kind of sounded tired.
Just, like, just the inside Justin Bieber? Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't know then, why I said that.
And then you got a Beeblet. Now we got a Beeblet.
Good old Beeblet.
Right. Now, on to the segment we call clicking. Come on, everyone, get a beat. Let's go.
Okay. Where am I?
Watch that be leveled out. We just sound like complete morons.
That's going to be great. Right, so, on to the one-ups then.
Yes. Okay, what is
onesies?
Up? What, no.
No. Stop trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen. Damn it.
Yeah. So... okay, so what is going on? I bought a lot of things.
You went to the Skylands.
Indeed. So... When did... This was... Yes. Okay, I got my timeline set up.
Okay.
I got Reveal the Shield, Chop Saw, and Wind Charger from Five Below because they're awesome and have...
Uh-huh, I found the coin.
Okay, Kevin. You go back and play now.
And then on the 20th, I got Skyward Sword, and sadly haven't been able to play it nearly as much as I want to. But...
Neither have I.
It happens.
I got distracted because that crazy-ass movie was on last night.
But it's really, really, really good so far. Like, it's hardcore fucking awesome. But anywho. And then the day after that... I got Geki Shark in the mail from Mandarake, and it's all Geki Shark. And
dude, I'm still waiting for my Mandarake box. I'm getting angry.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Your turn will come later.
Ew.
Just kidding. Come.
So, for those of you that don't know, Toys R Us, Sunday through Wednesday, had a 2-for-10 on the basic single-pack Skylanders. So I still needed 6 figures. Plus the 3 new ones. So I was all like, hey, I need figures, and let's go bite them. And then I went to the store, and they had none. They had a bunch of 3-packs and adventure packs, but they had none of the single packs. It was like blank aisle. And I was like, oh, no. And so then I was sad. And so I was like, oh, well, and I left. So I got home, and I called the other one, and they were like, we're sold out. And I was like, oh my god, it's a conspiracy.
And then you hung up on them. That's the last thing they heard. They're like, this guy just died.
And so I called the third one near me, and she said, we have, like, 3 of them right here and, like, 10 up front. Yeah. I was like, okay. And I was bored, so I was like, oh, let's just...
That was Brian's car as he rushed over there.
So I was like, I'm bored, let's go anyway. And so I went over there, and from the 13 they had, by the time I got there, they only had 9. And their lineup was like 5 Voo Dudes, an Eruptor, and a Drobot. That's only 7, but... I was counting the ones that the lady grabbed. I don't know what she grabbed. I knew she had a Voodoo, an Eruptor, and a Drobot. I don't know what else she had.
The lady.
There was a lady there, and she was like, oh, they're sold out everywhere. And she hoarded them all. I'm like, okay, you psychopath. But anyway. So
I talked over the head. Took them.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. So. Right.
Right?
Okay, there we go. I got those two, and I was sad that I couldn't get more, so I bought the two adventure packs. And so then I made my way over to Target because I had to pass it to get home. And so I went to Target, and I went to the action figure aisle, and I found the little plush Shuki. And I was like, oh, it's Shuki. I have to get him, even though I hate him. And now I've kind of fallen in love with him because he's so adorable.
Scraggy!
Just sitting there holding up his pant skin. It's kind of disgusting.
It sounds dirty when you say it that way.
I know, right? But he's awesome and little and Shuki, so... and then they had the three new ones, Hex, Wrecking Ball, and Dino Ring, so I was like, I'm still sad, so I got them.
Maybe this will help me become less sad.
Spoilers, it did. And then so, then I went to the casino yesterday, and I won some monies, so I'm like, hey, monies, and so then today, I was like, totally stopping at Toys R Us, so we stopped at Toys R Us. And they restocked. I was like, oh, now you restock, assholes. Thankfully, they didn't have Voodooed or Eruptor for some reason, so I felt kind of cool that I actually went to get them at the other place, so I didn't feel like a complete waste. So I got...
Ryan, you are a complete waste.
I am a complete waste. so I got Chop Chop, Bash, Prison Break, and...
It made the Zelda noise.
Whatever the other one I needed was.
What Brian, was I'm it? Playing Mario, but it made a Zelda noise.
Yes, I know. It's a mindfuck. What was the other one I needed? Oh, my God. Looking through cards. Looking through cards. Looking
you needed
through
a
cards.
Pirate's Masquerade?
Oh. Boomer. It was Boomer.
Oh, that guy, he's the only one that I find at Walmart. There's like three of them always. Like, no one likes him because he's so fucking ugly.
Yeah, I know. He is ugly.
Sorry, Boomer.
So I grabbed those four. And then I went to the action figure aisle, and there was this other nerd guy there, and he had all three of the Transformers Prime toys in his hand. I was like, oh, God. And he's like, oh, I'm out of here. And I'm like, oh, fuck you, too.
And then Brian tackled him.
And oh. Well, he totally could have took me. I wasn't about to punch him.
Pussy.
And so I looked around. I found Starscream and Bumblebee. I didn't find RC, but that doesn't matter because... Starscream just totally kicks everyone's ass.
And RC's a girl, so she doesn't matter in life.
So I got those, and then Jeff went to his Toys R Us, and they had the three new ones there.
Jeff owns a Toys R Us?
And, well, the one... Yes, he does. We'll just go with that.
That's what you said. It's Jeff's Toys R Us.
And so he had the three new ones, and he was like, I need one more to make use of the deal. I was like, well, buy me a set. So he bought me a set of the new ones that I have already, and I get to take those back to Target. And so I effectively made use of the deal again, and yeah, that's
I
all.
I feel like you do this a lot. You like buy something not on sale.
Oh, God, I do that so much because it always happens to me. I'll buy something just because like I couldn't find what I wanted and I got sad. and then they're like, oh, it's a sale. Or like with the Samurai Zords, like I bought those. And then like now a week and a half later, I go to Kmart, and they're like, oh, they're only $12.99 here instead of $16.99, or whatever rip-off price Toys R Us is trying to sell you them for.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And so I had to buy those there and then take them back because I wanted my money, and money's a valuable thing.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Indeed.
Is he done talking
Ryan's
yet?
Like, oh, I'm done. Yeah, go ahead.
Brian's like... No? Okay. Okay, so... Kevin Stern. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Since last time, I beat Assassin's Creed in 3 days, and it was amazing. And I also got Zelda, but I haven't really gotten to play it as much as I want to, because last night I'm like, I'm totally going to play Zelda when I'm done editing this review. And then this crazy-ass movie called Super came on, and it was like super crazy violent and intriguing, and I had to watch it.
Super what?
Super what? It's just called Super.
Well, that Super 8 movie just came out. I thought you meant that. I forgot
I
the
did
number.
Too, but I'm be honest.
No, it's just Super. Look at it. It was like crazy violent. I was like, oh my God. It was like Kick-Ass, but like extreme. Anyway, I finally got my Gokai Treasure Box and Ranger Keyset DX and my extra Eeksa today because they finally decided to arrive after, I think, like 3 or 4 weeks or something. It feels like it's been forever. So I got that, and I took all my keys out of the sandwich bag now, and I put it in the chest. Yeah, that sounded weird. That's a really weird sentence if you didn't know what I was talking about. And I got the Ben 10, like, Ultimatrix badge that makes noises. So that's kind of cool. I think that's about it, though.
This boomerang suit thing is cool, Brian.
Indeed.
I'm done.
Oh, I... What did I do?
Like cats. Okay, now let's go to the news.
Shut up, you. I got Mark Alkin. And he's all, baddie, baddie. And I'm like, yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are. And I love my Mark Alkin. And what else did I get? I got plush Pokemans. I got Servine, and who I seriously thought was a Snivy at first because he's got like a jacked up face.
They're the same person.
And then I got Pig Knight, Duat. It's
gonna be a Pig Knight.
Yes, I got Pig Knight, Duat, Zorua, which keeps turning into a plush Virginia for some reason. And
it's but Georgia. You keep saying Virginia all the time.
I did. It's some state. I don't know. She keeps turning into a plush state. I don't know why.
Plush states? New Forze form. I wouldn't be surprised.
Brian didn't correct me the first time I said the joke, so I just assumed it was correct.
Lols.
And those Pokemon episodes aggravated me, so I didn't really pay that much attention to people's names.
God, I hated those episodes. That's for ramble time.
This is ramble time. Wait, what?
You're ramble time.
We just no, ramble time.
Yes.
Maybe. No?
You need to shut up. I got a plush Shuki. And then I was all like, yay, plush Shuki. He's adorable. Now I have my own Shuki to hug and love whenever I want. And I got a Mega Mode Gold Ranger while
Gold
I was at
power,
the
Gold Power.
Yes. I went, no! I'm not playing Mario and dying. But
in the game.
Yeah, in the game, I'm dying in the game, not in real life yet.
I'm gonna die while playing Mario.
But I'm doing good. I don't know anymore. I'm waiting for a Mandarake box. I just paid AmiAmi every dollar I've ever made ever anywhere. Because I owed them for a bunch of crap. So.
And then he was $2 short, so they blacklisted him. Oh wait.
Oh wait, that's an idiot. Don't worry, he didn't listen to this crap anyway. But yeah, so I think that's all for me. I don't even know anymore what's up. I did get the Zelda, but it's a Christmas gift, so I have to wait. But when I was at the GameStop, I found a plush Link, and I was like, I must own this. So I got plush Link.
I saw that when I went to go pick it up.
Yeah, but you didn't buy it because you're not as cool as I am.
No, I didn't want to buy any more things.
Says it so scared. I didn't want to buy any more things.
No, I couldn't figure out what to say. I was looking at these Derpy Samurai pictures I had to talk about and thinking of jokes.
Damn your whore mother. I'm sorry. That was directed at Mario, not you. And I just realized that I am the first news story.
Yeah, and on to the nudes.
Alright, so continuing on with nudes. So
continuing, we never started.
Shut up. We have continued our investigation, and by we, I mean whoever our news gets linked to, or news gets linked to us or something.
Virus Central has continued its investigation.
Yeah, into this Den Go movie or something. So apparently, Dori Sakurada,
they gotta be making this shit up, sorry.
Who plays Kotaro Nogami, a.k.a. New Den Go. Says he posted in his blog he's just started some kind of secret filming that went well into the night. It's like, I'm going to blog this. I'm doing secret filming in the night. And then, I don't know. This is going on my blog.
This is going on Twitter. Wait, soundboard, where are you?
To those who watched the O's Den Go All Writers Let's Go Kamen Riders movie, he referred to himself in front of Edgy and Onks as...
There we go. I found it.
The fuck was that?
It's still going in my blog.
Oh. What's that from?
How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Well, he refers to himself simply as Deno. And let's see, what's this say? It's further reinforced in an old issue of Tokusatsu New Type, in which, according to an interview, they're going to drop the new on New Deno from now on and just call him Deno. So, is this the ninth Dengo movie, or is this just something else entirely and people are stupid? We don't know. My money is on people are stupid, but that's just because I don't like people.
My money's on New Deno. Not the person, the movie. Or a movie.
Probably just said, hey, this guy will come back. He can be Deno now, because no one else, not even the shitty little replacement teenager, would come back. It's like, we made too many of these. You were only in three. Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone. Gone, man. Ding, ding, ding. I really don't want another one. Like,
I fully expect it to happen.
I mean, I fully expect it to happen. It doesn't mean I really want it.
Something else I'm going to call is a Deno anniversary movie.
Oh, that's probably what this is.
Oh, God.
It's probably like Kamen Rider, Deno, Deno.
And All Riders super, again, because we can.
Super All Rider Celebration Climax Hero.
Who's having a climax? What?
Momotaros.
Ooh.
He's having a Crimax. Crimax, that can be the name of the movie. Instead of Megamax, it'll be Crimax.
Crimax, because everyone's just crying like, no more Deno, please. And all the kids are like, ah, we have the same voice. No? Okay. I'm sorry about that.
They kind of do, though.
They do. All Japanese children have the same voice.
Racist asshole.
Well, they racist if they're children. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I mean, Deno's fun. I just need to make some movies of something else besides Deno.
I think I've said before is that I wouldn't mind them having so many movies if it was always the same cast and it was some kind of good story that was going on, because I really did like Deno, but now it's just like a shell of what it once was.
Yeah.
It's like when they... You can't get original actors back, like George of the Jungle. And they couldn't get Brendan Fraser back. Shouldn't have made a second one. Or The Sandlot, too. Nothing beats the original. Okay, next story then.
Nothing beats the original.
So,
hardcore man.
Your mother. So let's see. Because of the latest set of Tokume Sentai Go Buster rumors we had yesterday, I'm reading this the way it's written, which makes no sense. Alternate Zero of HJ Who suddenly remembered a post made by a Japanese fan on HJ Who about a similar rumor about the said series. That makes no sense. These are GoBuster rumors. It says GoBuster is a spy themed series and will have three rangers and have a robot animal for a partner. These robot animals can turn into a vehicle which can combine into a giant robot. The transformation device of the GoBusters are sunglasses which will pop out from their wristband / watch.
Hey, lady, those are my glasses.
They are spies, their weapons are cameras and lenses, and they will use it to spy on an enemy. He later corrected his post about the number of rangers into six, with the other three being robot animal parts.
Oh, shit, that's not a three? No.
Who are at the same size of the rangers and seem to be intelligent and can act on their own. So I don't know what that
is. Wait, what's the same size as the Rangers?
They're robots.
Oh, their penises? No.
Ooh.
Okay.
And
oh
then
my, yes.
Says the animals are a cheetah for red, gorilla for blue, and rabbit for yellow, with the rabbit being a master of technology.
What the fuck?
Them rabbits hacking my phone.
And can hack into computer systems. And the cheetah depends on speed, while gorilla is just using raw strength. And
that makes sense.
Well, look, one's fast, one's strong, one's smart. Hmm.
I mean, I don't understand why.
I think that the gorilla should be the smart one. I mean, the ape named Ape. Hello,
Gorien.
Yeah, I mean, look at Gory. He had glasses, so he was obviously the smartest one.
God.
And it says
look at
during
the three of us.
Shut up. During that time, most fans think this is just a troll post or a fan fiction by some, but based on the latest set of rumors and the new set of rumors found below, you might be right. Update. Well, what do you know? Dukemon 22 posted similar rumors to GoBuster, except he added some additional rumors. The forehead of the helmet has the face of the animal, while the eyes are sunglasses like Gokai Silvers in color. They look a little like Metal Heroes, making Dawson happy. The robot partners, Cheetah and Gorilla, are person-sized and will be of rubber suit variety like the Imagines. Rabbit will be Bomber-esque in size. We can pick him up and we'll take him away with us. And the red Cheetah robot... Romper. Shut up. The red Cheetah robot can turn into a motorcycle.
You can turn into a muggle? Wait, sorry, cut out for me.
Motorcycle, not muggle.
Oh. Mugglezord. Too much.
Mugglezord power. Anyway.
Muggle power.
Alright.
I think they're sunglasses to duel as weapons, and they put them on, and they're just like sunglasses intersex, like Minouchad. That's what I think.
Oh, Manouche.
Whatever, that guy just sitting in a cell all alone.
Hey, Manouche, we were.
Season.
He's the one that. Three. God.
Oh, you know
Chuck
what?
Chuck versus the Nacho Sampler. Nub. You just got chucked.
Just got chuck tested?
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm give actual thoughts.
Yes.
I didn't like sunglass changes.
I like
when
the
they
idea of the
Fury.
Ghostbusters better. I like the idea of ghost theme better. I'm not opposed to a spy theme, but...
Like, I thought that was, like, the thing with, like, GoBusters. It's like, oh, it's like Ghostbusters. Like...
Yeah.
So why is it... Why
Buster
is it,
might be referring to a rabbit?
Why is it called GoBusters if they're not busting goes?
I mean, Chris and I already had a discussion. If this is spy theme, then Power Rangers in 2017 will be Power Rangers Carmichael Industries, and John Casey will be GoBus Black, because he better be dead than Red Ranger. Thank you to Chris for that material.
I left.
I enjoyed that material, and then I will kill this mole with my penis.
Molly Martin is in that game, too? Shit, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, man.
Amen. I just like the idea of the Ghostbusters better.
No! Oh my god.
Oh, Kevin loves the spy theme.
I like the idea of a spy theme. I just don't think robotic animal partners is the way to do it.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind it. Just I've been promised Ghostbusters, so I want to see that and then spy theme next year for Power Rangers 2020. Not like the special where they talk about when that kid murdered somebody from Power Rangers, but like 2020, like the new
Why
show.
Are you murdering Power Rangers?
You should murder someone. They made me wear a conductor's hat. Okay, it wasn't the same kid. But come on.
I want to murder some kid.
I bet you do.
Speaking of Power Rangers, should we just move on to our next story?
Yes, we should.
We could do that, and then we could pretend that we didn't.
Okay, so then the next story after that is more Power Rangers, so what do you want me to do? I'm just kidding. Anyway, so last week we talked about toy listings that our good buddy Kiefer found for us for the next wave of Power Rangers Samurai toys. And within a week, they've already started being spotted in stores, first popping up on eBay. We don't have everything we talked about, but we have a good chunk of it. We've got pictures here for the Super Samurai figures, which are... Figures? Super Samurai figures right here?
Figures.
Which I'm not going to accent the whole time. Red, green, and blue, like we said, are going to be with the robes. They're kind of big robes. And then we have pink and yellow, which come with their stupid version of the weapons that have, like... It's like the powered up... Like, they did the final attack with it, with the five discs. So pink's looks like an overly elaborate fork murder weapon. Yellow's looks like a hang glider. I don't know. And then we got Master Zandrid here, who looks like he just can't move at all. And his sword's made out of fish eggs. Well, he looks kind of dumb. And then also we've got some new Zord assortments. We got the last three Tiger, Swordfish, and Kabuto Beetle re-released, but this time with alternate heads of the cast. And they have little pictures of the guys on the front. Jaden with the perfect zombie face. Mike with this trying to seduce you while being mad at you face. And Kevin with the same stupid look on his face as usual.
I'm sorry.
Just Kevin with his 5 o'clock shadow looking like a molester.
I can't help that. That's how I look good.
And then the new one is Red Ranger with Shark Zord, but it is the Red Super Ranger. Mega Mode, which is like Mega Mode, but with, like, feathers on the side.
Pretty much.
And that Shark Zord is Kyoro Origami, which is normally a dinosaur, been turned into a shark. It can combine with Swordfish and Kabuto to do another, like, Battle Wing, and then also with the Megazord. As usual, what do they call it? Do they say here?
There's no name yet, as far as I know.
I want to call it Jagonate. Just because that's what's above this picture.
Jagonate?
It must be the guy who found it, but like, the pictures. But it just says Jagonate right above the picture. Also, we've got some like spinning figures that are doing like Uchukita!
I know. That's the first thing I thought when I seen those.
And then there's this dumbass picture of like these CVS pharmacy figures where what am I doing? Of red and green where they look like they're riding those little machines that you can ride for like a quarter outside the grocery store. And then we got some plushes of blue and red here. And then some other like 18-inch plushes that look really derpy. They have like no muscles but giant ass hands. They're like Digimon characters. So
I like those drawings Wheelchair did.
Yeah. They are. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, and then I did. Also, somebody posted a video, which I don't know if we're gonna link to, but the only other thing that we've seen is they have these like hard masks of Mega Mold. I think it was red, blue, and gold. I didn't see green. But yeah, that stuff's all out in being spotted at Toys R Us first, and like these big displays. I think the figures look pretty decent. Like, these are obviously just the last molds with coats over them, which is really nice because those were better modes than the Mega Mode. They didn't have like so many loose leg problems. I'm still not digging the stupid like 5-disc customized weapons. I don't know. The Shark Sword looks okay. Like, I'm kind of glad because I don't have Kyoru yet, and I'm glad to have something to represent it. That's not,
oh yeah,
like,
you
China's.
Never got that, huh?
And it costs like $80 to ship. But yeah, I'm looking forward to just going out and hunting new toys.
Yeah.
This is the time where you give your... yeah, alright, next story.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, the figures look pretty nice. Like we said before, like, the coats look bigger than they actually are, and I think that that's good, because it helps them look less... not horrible. I don't know what I was saying. And anyway, but I think they look pretty cool. Normal mode, pink and
yellow.
Yeah, there we go. There's the color I'm looking for.
These aren't the colors you're looking for.
Pretty much what you'd expect. I think the weapons look kind of stupid, but
yeah.
Actually, like, yellow's is pretty cool, I think. But
blue's was the worst. It was a sprinkler.
They look okay. Xandrid, the sculpt looks okay, but the color is just way too dark. Like, it's really bad.
It looks like he got infected with Ivan's ooze.
Kinda. Like, the red's too, like, crimson.
And you got a little bit of help
like,
from
there's a
Ivan's
bunch of...
ooze.
like, the black's just really dark, and the blue... Everything just basically looks too dark. But, anyway, I'm glad we're getting one, at least. The Shark Zord, I don't know when sharks suddenly have feet, but that aside, at least they went through the effort of adding like a fin to him to make him look more like a shark as opposed to the dinosaur he actually is. But
what's so wrong with the dinosaur Zord?
I don't know.
Samurai Dinosaur.
They had to make it a shark, really. I have no idea, but.
Maybe Bandai just couldn't tell the difference.
But he comes with the Shark Attack Ranger, which is basically Hyper Mega Mode. There we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that doesn't look too bad. The fact that it can make like a secondary battle wing is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's just kind of fun, like playability factor.
Yeah. Combined mode is basically what you'd expect. The fact that it has a rear fin, too, is pretty cool.
Rear fin.
Yeah, I'm hurrying. God. The remakes of the Zords that have the figures with the helmetless look decent, all things considered. It's interesting to get, like, toys of like the actors again.
Well, I did consider some things, so.
Right. The Uchikita Rangers. like, I like the concept. It kind of probably looks stupid in person, but, like, the Mega Mode to Super Mega Mode is pretty neat. I'm not probably not going to get any.
What about gold? Like, oh,
gold
maybe
looks
gold
exactly like that, except gold. He has one. It's not, he, the it's not in the first assortment. It was a picture on the back of the box.
Oh.
But there's going to be a gold one. Even though gold doesn't go super throughout the series, hopefully in America he will. But
I didn't see that picture. I'll have to look at it later.
The little plushes look stupid.
Yeah. They need more Antonio stuff. I would totally buy all this Antonio merchandise.
Cool power. And then we have Squeakies again. I still haven't found the fucking Squeakies.
I haven't either.
I don't know where to look for Squeakies.
At Target, they're in the,
they're like, in
the action figure aisle. I don't know where they are anywhere else. I've only ever seen them at Target.
I'm going to begin to look. Never had to look for Squeakies before.
Yeah, well, you do now, bitch.
But yeah, after finally finishing Wave 2, thanks to you, it's nice to finally be able to go toy hunting again for PR stuff.
Yeah, like, it's really nice during the holidays because it's such, it's always the way it was. So it's like a little tradition that, like, gets you in the holiday spirit or whatever crap.
Whatever crap,
I don't know.
Man.
It's just like a it's like a tradition that I have. So I'm just glad that, like, there's something to buy instead of, like, being a total drought like there was between Wave 1 and Wave 2.
Yeah. Like, I didn't find Samurai toys around here until January 1st. So I hope I find them a little bit faster than I did the initial wave.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was wondering the other day. I couldn't remember when I found them. But it was January, now that I think of it.
Hopefully they do a little bit faster finding.
Well, maybe you should just not suck at finding toys.
Look, it's my area's fault. I can't help it.
You know what? You should live somewhere better that doesn't suck.
I should.
So do you want to talk about more Samurai stuff?
Oh, this will be fun. Next week, Samurai Summers with Shiki will be the most epic thing ever, I promise.
Yeah, well, I like how, I just think it's funny, this episode's going to release, like, the day before the special comes out, so I can just see people like, why didn't you talk about it? Nope.
Nope.
Anyway. So we got some photos from the team up. That was in quotes. Okay, so the first picture is the Samurai cast. We've got the Blue Ranger, Pink Ranger, Yellow Ranger, Red Ranger, and then this guy looks like Mike. I think he's Gray Ranger, though, because he's not wearing any, like, green colors or anything, so he's throwing the picture.
Wow. I'm sorry.
And in this picture, Kevin's acting like a complete derp, and you can see his hands extended out here. That he's putting his arm around the invisible Red Ranger from RPM, who is supposed to be at the team-up. In the next picture here, we have the RPM Ranger Red riding on Hibiki's bike. It says the RPM Ranger rides in from another dimension. Awesome.
So he's part decayed?
I didn't even see the caption. It says what? The happy gang of Power Rangers Samurai had their hands full with Moogers long before the RPM Rangers showed up. That just sounds dirty for some reason.
I think it is dirty.
Especially when you look up the definition of Mugger. Mooger, yeah. I don't remember what it was, but it was dirty. This next picture says the RPM Ranger comes from a city so tortured by villains that they had to build a dump to keep them out. This is like the worst promotional shot I've seen in a long time. He's just standing there. Like, they're like, let's take a picture. Okay. We can't even change now. It's hot out here. The next picture is just like a side shot of him, sort of like, it says, what is the RPM Ranger doing on Earth? And has he come alone? Probably.
Ew.
Where is he that he wouldn't be on Earth?
He didn't even bring himself. Yeah, that's, what is he on? Maybe he's from Miranoi. Maybe they're changing. That'd be funny if they changed all of RPM's happenings to Miranoi. Anyway. So then it says, no matter how far from home, a ranger of any kind can count on to be treated like family. Why is he leaving by train? What is going on? Like, they're saying goodbye to him. He's on a train. I don't know. In this next picture, I feel like they're being attacked by something. When I actually first saw this picture, the first thing I thought of was those little trash bots from Zexal. I thought I was trying to put him away. But what is it they're being attacked by? I don't know. Mysterious steam? Oh, man. This should be scary. What did they drop? Popsicles? I don't know. No one's saying anything.
I don't know. I'm not looking at it.
Okay.
I'm sure. Look, I'm okay, very delicately playing Mario.
Okay, so then we got some pictures of the grinders, and it says, "Oh man, gear-headed hordes." Oh, I thought that was the name of the village for sec. Hordes.
Gear-headed
the
hordes.
RPM Ranger to Earth. Why do they keep calling him the RPM Ranger? And then we got
the
a
only one in
of,
the thing. That's why.
Kevin, Jaden, and Mike looking all serious, and it says, "Interdimensional monsters. The Power Rangers aren't even trying to hear that." What?
That makes no sense to me, but...
I know. I don't know. This would be tough talk.
They're not even trying to hear that.
That's going to be a new catchphrase for me. I ain't even trying to hear that. What? I don't know. And then we have a picture of RPM Red shooting nothing. It says the RPM Ranger joins in battle against the thugs who followed him across space. That makes it sound like some like street thugs. Just followed him. And then it says, "Thanks to the RPM Ranger, the coast is clear for now, and Mia and Emily are taking him off to make sex." And then we've got, "Don't celebrate too soon. Trouble is brewing in the Power Rangers town." It's got everybody but Samurai Red just sitting there holding their swords. What kind of beast is this? Hopefully the RPM Ranger knows what to do. God, that's a
the RPM Ranger.
On the horse. RPM. It says the RPM Ranger charges out of the woods on a sweet mystical horse.
Shh.
What the fuck? That's not RPM Ranger. That's this. I agree about the sweet mystical horse. And then we've got a picture of all six Samurai Rangers and the RPM Ranger. Are they enough to stop the Space Mooger? Oh my God, this is going to be fantastic.
That's
what it says. The picture says RPM Ranger joins the crew in the toughest lineup of samurais the world's ever seen. But are they strong enough to stop the Space Mooger? This is going to be awful. I stand by that.
Whatever Nickelodeon executive was hired to do this, clearly
I ain't
didn't
even gonna
research
hear that.
Anything.
Oh, wait, what was that quote again? I had to find it. I ain't even trying to hear that.
Like,
it's so good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was the worst sounding thing I've ever heard in my life since I died.
I don't know anymore. Like, this.
I think this is gonna.
This pretty
funny.
Much
it's like a comic.
Brings into question whether Hyper Go-On Red and Super Shinken Red are gonna appear at all, despite that last picture. It does confirm that Red is the only one in this team up.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that Ekka is
which unfortunately means no Dan Ewing and no
comeback. Didn't even
bullshit.
Get brought back, do the voice. There we go. And so I don't know.
Well, they couldn't go however many millions of years in the past to get Ika Darvill, so you can't do ADR through time travel. It just doesn't work.
I don't know. This is so. Like, what? Why bother doing it? If you're
because Saban had footage and wants to use everything he ever bought ever.
There's a bunch of Shinkendra episodes he skipped. Why don't you just do that? Oh, hi, Dawson.
Whoa. I had to disconnect. I was having horrible lag.
Lag.
I was having horrible lag.
Am I still having lag?
Lag.
I can't tell. Stop being a lamb.
No, you're not having lag.
I can't even tell anymore.
Anyway.
What can't you tell?
Kevin, stop.
You're acting like I'm doing something to him. Let me have my fun, asshole.
Anyway, by the time this podcast releases, you'll only have to wait a couple hours, probably. Or you have already watched it, so you know how absolutely.
Or you'll have already killed yourself.
Well, that too. We probably lost all our audience.
Probably.
Because we're douchebags. But that's fine. We're used to being douchebags. Yep.
But it should definitely be interesting.
To say the least.
I can't wait to see the Space Mooger. I ain't even hearing that.
I ain't even hearing that. I ain't even trying to hear that.
I just want a sweet mystical horse is all I want.
Aren't a vanilla flavored chestnut?
God damn your mother. Not you, Brian.
Well. Right. So anywho.
Magical source, mystic force.
Wolf warrior.
Wolf power.
Defender of truth.
Wolf power.
Yes, wolf power.
Got it. So continuing the epic flood, or not epic flood? I don't know. Depends on your opinion, I guess. Of
in my pants.
Ranger news. We have. I mean, it's nothing exciting or anything, but so PR is going to be participants in the 123rd annual Tournament of Roses parade. Ooh.
Oh my god!
Football. God, I hate football. But anyway. So they got a picture here. It says video game attached to it. I don't know if they're just trying to promote the video game or not, but basically it's a mock sketch of what the float's going to look like. And so we've got the Samurai Megazord like standing in the back, and then you've got the five folding zords like surrounding it on this base, and apparently there's going to be some the people in the suits on the base too. So I think it has potential to look pretty interesting, considering they make all the floats out of flowers and stuff for the Rose Bowl.
Flowers
are pretty. But I think it'll look pretty nice, but it's like I said, it's nothing crazy or exciting. They're just trying to promote their video game and television show and shit, but sadly, I don't think there's any sort of Gold Ranger stuff on
gold
here.
Power.
So
there's no gold power.
This float
roses?
Lacks
That's
gold
just
power.
Ridiculous.
It will stand 35 feet tall.
That will be awesome.
We that's cool. Oh, so are we gonna be doing the toy news any minute now, or?
Yeah, I forgot. So wait until next week.
Son of a whore.
Well.
Okay, whatever.
Well, because next week we have to talk about Tamashii Nations.
I'm aware.
So there'll be pictures of him in there. We can fap
about
him. We can
just throw it in there and touch it. That's fine.
Okay. So there's that, and as you know, what day was it that the Jungle Fury Marathon was on?
Was this last weekend? It was Saturday.
Last weekend, Saturday?
It was Saturday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night. Saturday.
So they just recently had that Jungle Fury Marathon. And apparently, it connected with kids to the point where Bandai's website, the searches for Jungle Fury, like, just started to appear. Because obviously kids were wanting the Jungle Fury toys. Because they were seeing...
RJ's epic.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, they were like, oh, this guy's the shit. Let's get toys
They wanted
him.
Their glasses.
Unfortunately, the only toy that you can buy that's Jungle Fury related is, like, the Jungle Pride... The Jungle Pride Retro Fire. And then the Claw Cannon that's in Toys R Us's clearance section.
Yeah, they still have that here, too. That's probably why they picked Jungle Fury. They looked around to see what merchandise was still left over.
But, so, I mean, that's kind of disappointing as a kid, like, oh, I want these toys, and basically having no means of getting them. But, it just shows that they have a huge market on their hands if they realize that showing old episodes mean that they can market new old toys.
Yeah. That would be nice.
But, I love new old toys.
And apparently it did well enough to, like, hold a place on Nicktoons. Because they're having another 10-episode marathon someday. I don't remember what day it was. It's pretty soon.
Isn't it getting a regular time slot, too?
Yeah.
They should just fill that with all seasons.
That would make sense, but...
Just Jungle Fury. Nope, just RJ.
Oh, well. But hopefully they start bringing in more series other than Jungle Fury. I mean, I love Jungle Fury, but so that's fine with me, but... It'd be nice to have a little bit more PR seasons in that slot.
Yeah.
Or not in that slot in particular, but just like in slots in general. Just, hey, do this.
Brian wants something in his slot.
Hell yeah.
That's the bottom line. That's the takeaway message from here today.
Right. But I'm just glad to see older seasons doing well on air.
Yeah.
Particularly ones that kids might not have seen if they didn't get Toon Disney and stuff.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people like just commenting on random boards and stuff about how Jungle Fever wasn't as bad as they thought, like all the haters and shit, which was nice.
Most of the people that hate Jungle Fever just hate it because they saw people that hate it.
Yeah. Or that they're like, oh, it's Disney, it sucks.
That too.
But I think after seeing Samurai and then you see Jungle Fever right after that, it's like being introduced to chocolate for the first time. You mean
after
it could be this
dog
good?
Shit.
It could be actual acting and stunts and a story?
And, then and just, writing and...
Zolcado!
Oh, God. That's the
and
only bad part.
And people not talking like infants? Yeah.
If only PR was like that still.
Or screaming their lines?
I do think that was part of it, though. It was like, that's what the current PR were watching. Like, a lot of fans are probably not backlogging and just to, like, pop on Jungle Fury after just watching Samurai recently. It's like a nice change of pace. And
yeah.
It looks a lot better standing next to Samurai than it does next to, like, whatever else is better.
Like something like Time Force or Space or...
Yeah.
Even SPD to an extent.
Yeah.
But yeah, good times.
On to... Superhero time? On to Super. Super what?
Super
are
what?
Are we,
I'm not supposed to say
Force, eh?
It still makes me chuckle.
Yes.
Chuck.
Yes, it's always,
Chuck.
It is always fun when Brian giggles. So we're on episode 39. Cool. So, this episode starts off with Basco and the Gokaigers independently reading the same newspaper and seeing that the price in their heads has gone up. And apparently Marvelous, his bounty, you can just name your price.
Honestly, what kind of reward system is that? It was like, name your price. So just give me all you have.
How much do you have? Give me that. So then Navi is going to treasure navigate and told them to go to Moriboshi High School. And they're like, and Guy's like, oh my God, that's where the Mega Rangers went to high school. And he had a giant boner. And they're like, all right, let's go get him. And he's like, they kind of graduated, but we'll go there anyway. That's fine. It's fine. So they get there and, oh damn, I turned this off. I'm going to need this in a minute. Turn it back on. And they get there, and they run into Kenta Date, who is Mega Red.
Not Akira Date, that's for sure.
And
he's also a Latin crime lord. That's what I thought. I was like, oh God.
I don't know. I know. I don't know what's up with that hair, but other than that, he looks pretty much the same. And he shows up, and these guys like, oh my God, it's Mega Red. I need your autograph, like right now. He gets out his autograph book. And I guess he carries it around where he goes in case he meets a Sentai person and is like, sign this, please. And so he makes them go to high school because you see, apparently none of them went to high school. I was trained by private tutors because she's just a little rich bitch. And she's rich, bitch.
Ah.
And exactly. And so they're all dressed in school uniforms. And they all end up splitting up. Marvelous School is the basketball team. And he's never played before. And Guy's going to be the water boy. So for some reason he starts stuttering. I don't know why. It's kind of weird. talking about his mom.
Gatorade.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks. It really, really sucks. And
H2O. Sorry, last one.
Water Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, moron. So
we have Gokaiju and the water boy.
Yes. Doc and Luca go back to the classroom that was like the digital research
world. Oh.
That was last week. The digital club's home base, and Doc starts helping kids with their homework, and then Joe and Ahim, the family, are outside watching this girl nervously try and give something to some guy she likes, and they're all like, "Aw, it's so cute." And so Kenta's watching them and is like, "Yup, they're cool guys." And he sees Basco's monkey and starts following it, and then Guy sees him going off and he follows him, and Basco's like, "Lulz, I planted bombs in your schools, so give me your great power or I kills all the kids." And he's gonna do it, but then Marvelous is like, "Nope, Chuck Testa, I got this. You wanted us to find out that school is cool and we should stay in school." And
then he winks at the camera.
Yeah, he winks, does a little thumbs up. And so they're like, "We got this." And so they're originally they were gonna evacuate the school, but the little computer nerds are like, "Nope, we got this." They're like Brian, just like hardly typing away at the keyboard, like, "I'm gonna put this on my blog." And but instead they didn't. What they did was they did this
Let's
weird
say
thing.
For me.
It's not up for me.
Okay, hold on. Wait, you mind?
What?
Brian, Alex States is up. For me, try yours. Kevin's isn't up.
Mine's still broken.
Hold on, let me find. I have your information down, like, right here. Wait, I need to finish my order first. That might be helpful. There it is. Submit order. God damn it! Yes, I want it. It's my final answer, Regis. Let me go back. I'm going to do Brian's first just because I have his information right here. Kevin, type yours out. Unless yours comes up in the next few seconds.
All right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoops.
There you go.
What is that? You don't need to chuck stuff at me.
It's really, it sounds like a gun every time that happens. It's like Kevin gets shot.
I wish I would get shot. Oh, sorry.
That's sadistic.
It's emo Kevin time again.
But he didn't recognize the login. What was that about? Hold on. I'm all freaking out.
Freaking out, man.
Let's slow down. Oh, fuck, I'm getting fished. Or it's like, it's that weird thing where I added it to cart, and it gave me, like, squares.
Let me
refresh my other... I'm gonna get another page going, so that.
Like, were you able to get yours?
There we go. Yeah, like, okay, now I got Brian's. Hold on, I got it in the cart finally. It was giving me the runaround.
You run around, I run around. We all do the run.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you not to sing. That's my bit.
That's your bit.
That's what I do. It's sing song time with Jedimon, not sing song time with Shuki.
We still need to sing that.
You have
you record that.
You have your bit. That's Samurai Summers with Shuki.
Cha.
But you're out of a job because Samurai is gay.
Okay. Brian, I got yours. Kevin, I'm on to yours.
Okay.
I need to... I think what happened is I need to empty the cart because it was saving it after I ordered it and it, like, caused a glitch. I'm just going to order Dark Ranger later. Come on, let's go. You're making me nervous.
Making you nervous? I am...
Well, it keeps going slow and then it does that weird shit and...
Okay. Making me nervous? You have yours. I'm the one that's over here nervous.
I should delete this part that says Gmail. Oh yeah, I can just type this in. I remember the password. God. Kevin, I know where you live now.
Yay! He's coming to find me. That sounds dirty.
Okay, ordered.
Yes! Eric States added to cool guy list. Hitting update.
Alright. Mine finally loaded. I went and got Magic King.
Shabang a bang!
I'm not too worried about him.
Oh, look, mine finally loaded.
Just in time!
Yeah. So the digital kids are like, oh, look, we got this, and they pull up this. Shut up. They pull up this thing that, like, shows them where all the bombs are in the school. So they email out to all the students, and the Gokaiger at some point randomly transformed, and they run around the school getting all the bombs from the kids. Meanwhile, Guy is trying to protect Kenta, so he's fighting Sally, and then he's like, he becomes Magishine, and he is using his Magi Lamp Buster, and is like, pshoo, 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 pshoo. But then Basco's like, F this, bitches, and turns in his, like, creepy form and, like, pones him. And so then he's going to, like, suck up on Kenta. But then Guy's like, I don't think so, queer. And uses a defense stream card to protect him. The other five show up, and he's like, you disarmed all the bombs? And they're like, yeah, we found them all. And then, let's see, I didn't get the key ready. And then we went all... I'm a Linda! And we put them all in cryogenic stasis, because we're that kind of cool guy. And we saved your school, because school is cool. And they went to the camera again, gave a thumbs up. And so Kenta Date goes back to school, and they're like, let's pwn this bitch. So they're like, let's do these keys. Mega Ninja! So we get Mega Ranger transformation complete with English words. We get the theme song, which is awesome because I love the theme song. Ore tachi mega, 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 Denji Sentai, Mega Ninja.
Okay.
And then they're like, Galaxy Gliders, hang 10. And they're on their Galaxy Gliders, and they're zooming around, poning people.
And they're hanging 10.
And they're like, Super Silverizer, Spiral Saber. And then those two are fighting Basco while the other four fight Sally. And they're using their weapons. And they just start poning her. And then they're like, Star Slinger, Statalite Stunner.
Statalite.
Statalite Stunner. And that's the dirty version. And so they pone her over. Then they're like, Quadro Blaster, fire. And then for some reason, Carlos showed up. And they blast her, and Marvelous and Guy are like, ooh, good, let's do this. Final wave! But then Basco jumps in front and throws knocks it away. And it's like, ooh, that was close. You almost killed my monkey. My favorite superhero monkey. And so...
He's a monkey.
So he opens up Sally's chest... That just sounded dirty. And released Woodroid and Soilroid, which are two of Cyrus's unknown monsters that never get used. And then they're like, oh, damn it. Go, Kaio. Go, Jujin. And then they pull out this Magi Dragon. I don't know. They keep pulling this. I don't know where they got it from. But he uses Flamethrower. And then they tie them up. And I think they forgot at first that Mach Falcon was the new toy because they summoned Furemaru, who cuts... Gokaio free, but then the producers gave him a call and, like, used the wrong keys. They're like, oh, yeah, that's right. And so they pull out Mach Falcon and they free Gojujin so they can form Kanzen Gokaio. And they do a fist shooting off punchy thingy and blow those guys up. And then Kenta gives them the Mega Ranger Grand Power, which we don't know what the hell it is. It's probably the power of staying
in school. It's a higher level education. Yeah, exactly.
The power of being cool, staying in school, and all that jazz. Being a public service announcement. There we go. And which actually kind of means it's the same power as the Car Rangers. And then they're like, he's like, come back anytime. And they're like, okay, let's get the fuck out of here. And then they leave. And then it ends.
Great ending place.
It was a pretty good episode. I really liked it. I happen to really like Mega Ranger. And Kenta especially, because he's just hilarious on Mega Ranger. And it was good to have him back. And even if he is a Latin drug lord or whatever the hell Dawson said. And I did find that team up hair to be weird. But whatever.
Well, it has been a while.
Yeah, it's been nice a long while. But the battle was fantastic. I loved having the cyber sliders and all their weapons. And I mean, they really went all out on it. Oh, and then I liked the part where I forgot to mention the summary. I forgot when TJ uses the projection and was like, oh, "I make fake Basco," and then he shoots Sally.
Poor Sally.
That was fun. And because their helmets all have abilities and they actually use them for once, and that was cool. And the little kids, the whole thing, I don't know, it was pretty good though. They had the little high school thing without being glee clubby and Forze, and
that makes like, you look forward to the next segment, doesn't it?
They're like, this is a real high school. as opposed to whatever the hell we're doing in a half hour from now.
Apparently that.
Yeah, your mother's doing that later.
Whoa, that was just like a preview.
Yeah. Yeah, you will get a preview. My balls.
Right, so anyway.
While Brian finishes chewing.
I don't... Like, it was an alright episode to me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I liked it.
You don't know. That's the problem.
I don't know.
You slept through it.
Oh, I slept through the ending, just.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, like, the battle scene was cool and was finally interesting to see, like, Guy actually use his transformation powers again.
Yeah.
Since he kind of, like, forgot he had them. But, I mean, I can't really judge how well of a tribute it was, considering I've never seen Mega Ranger or anything, but... All in all, I think it was a pretty fun little kind of... Not a filler episode, but... Just one that really wasn't completely vital to the plot and stuff.
In addition to them using the guy's powers, it was nice seeing them use other powers besides the current toy cell.
Yeah. You should watch Mega Ranger, Brian. It's really good.
I will eventually.
I've only seen, like, the first 7-ish, but I really enjoyed it. So, like, can't really say it was a great tribute, but it was a... Because I haven't seen the whole thing, but it was pretty good for, like, the atmosphere I've gotten from what I've seen of it. Like,
yeah.
And it was, like, it wasn't the best tribute, but it was a... I thought it was a good episode. I liked it. But I really enjoyed it. Like, I thought
I've seen
fun.
21 episodes, so... I just gotta watch these last five that TV Nihon did... And that was introduced Mega Silver, but that makes me better than you. That's why I'm talking like this.
It was good seeing the suits just because I missed Space.
Yeah.
I missed TJ. They should just do a tribute to TJ when they do the PR version.
And they had Carlos, and he was like, Quadro Blaster.
Sylvie! Wait, that wasn't even an accent. I'm sorry.
Anyway. Yeah, your mama is an accent. What?
Should we move on to them Forzes?
Yeah.
Come on, step up, bro.
Okay.
I just don't really have much to say about this, so...
I just want to go pee, so... anyway, so...
You do Forze. The next summary, idiot.
I know. That's why I'm saying I want to get done with it.
Oh.
Like, I just read it off and leave.
I'm just going to keep sitting here stalking AmiAmi's Twitter. They're starting to post pictures from Tom Machine Nations.
Uh-oh.
Nothing of great interest yet, so...
Okay, yeah, let me know what they do, and then
let me
I'll
get on Twitter, because I accidentally closed the window, and then I'll start. Okay, I'm starting now.
Let me get on your mom.
Okay, so we open up with Yuki coming in to tell Japanese Kevin not to send her fan mail or something. I actually stopped reading the subtitles during this for some reason. I was like, oh, God, I have to watch this, and Brian's like, popcorn, live reactions, and I was like, oh, shit, I forgot I have to read this.
Why?
So that's what I
don't understand.
What? Did you get that, or was it just me?
No, it happened.
Okay, it happened. Okay. So then we have everybody in the rabbit hutch playing games with Flash, and they're like, hey, use the Flash Shake, Flash. Like, no, it's Zoom now, and I don't know what's going on. And then Yuki arrives, and Suspenders Man's like, whoa. What's that? The siren? I mean, anyway. And then Suspender Man arrives, like, oh, what are you doing in the back of this abandoned building? She's like, oh, well, you see, you know, the hot teacher lady, she's like, you need to get rid of this locker. See? And he's like, oh, okay. And then, so not long after that, we have Japanese Kevin revealing himself to be this week's Zodiac. Bluva!
Why is that me?
It looks like you after you get out of bed in a vlog. Anyway.
I hate you.
So, Bluva, and this turns him into a blue-looking Uva who has an Oompa Loompa voice. So Forze goes baby Garen and starts fighting him, and then Power Dizer shows up just to prove how useless Forze is. I mean, just make a show called Power Dizer. He just shows up and punches him out of the way.
Power Dizer.
And then after that, the guy flees, and they go back to the locker, and it's gone. And
he has
on a
fleas?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have fleas, and they're on a hunt for the locker because Kengo's trapped there. He's like, guys, I'm still here. And they're like, oh, shit. And then, so, they go around looking for it, and they can't find it, and Yuki finally is like, fine, I'll just go to Japanese Keving, because I accidentally included a G at the end of my sentence here, to use his Zodiac powers to locate the locker, and he uses it, and when they find it at this junkyard, he's like, you see, I just wanted to hurt you, because you're a skank. And then he starts beating up the locker. I think it was supposed to be dramatic. I was just laughing. And then Forze tries to ride into the rescue, but in the battle, he's using all these powers, and he uses the missiles, and Bluva's like, my power is to redirect things with my mind, and he redirects the missiles from the launcher to blow up the locker. And they're like, oh, fuck. And then it ends. So, it was an okay episode. Like, there was nothing, like, really bad about it. I guess there was some, like, decent drama for Forze of Kengo being stuck up there. And well, we got the backstory about how, a little bit about how Kengo found the stuff. He got a letter with a gold repainted rocket switch, isn't it?
Launcher.
Like, yeah, that's it. Same thing.
Runcha.
But so we find out that because he hid that switch in the locker, that's how they created the portal, and then Yuki just like stumbled upon it, and that's how they became BFFs. But so that was at least cool that we got backstory, but
that was the best part of the episode to me.
We got to see the stealth switch.
Yeah, that. But overall, it was an average Forze episode. Like, it wasn't terribly awful. I mean, it was neat to get some backstory, and that's about all, I have to say.
That's about all. I thought it was pretty good. They, like I just said, you see the stealth switch, so they're setting up them having to use it, what with them having to hide it from the teacher, and then
who's
the monster.
Who's this green dude?
And they use the robot, which is always fun.
Power Dizer.
But it was good. It was a good episode. I actually liked it. So these guys like to suck balls, but that's fine.
Talk, Shuki, talk. Damn it. I don't know. Like, I enjoyed it. It wasn't necessarily a bad episode, in my opinion. But, I don't know. I think it's just because I'm not particularly enjoying Forze, so...
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not... Like, when I watch episodes, they're not terrible. But nothing that excites me to come back. Because I'm not into it. Like, I watched, I'm like, oh, that wasn't so bad. The next week, I'm like, fuck! I should do this every week? I want to be playing video games. God.
Like, I mean, I was glad that we got backstory and everything. I like backstory. That makes me happy inside.
Oh, Origami Cyclone.
Ooh, where?
Still sexy.
I'm sexy.
Too bad I'll never get you, Origami Cyclone. We'll put up 1.5 of you.
We still can't get Rock Bison and
Sky High.
I don't know what any of these pictures are.
Most of it's all tracked stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I had a good time with the episode overall. I'm looking forward to next week's just to kind of see how they resolve. Because it looks like the locker's going to get destroyed, so I kind of want to see how they resolve it. But
it was destroyed, unless they put it back together. Like, I get that that's dramatic, and it was kind of at the end, but it was pretty funny when he's like, I don't want to destroy something you care about, and he starts beating up the locker. It's like, dramatic. I'm like, is this shit serious?
Oh my god.
I hate lockers, Bob.
stupid combinations? Can't they just let us in? I don't know.
What the fuck's Origami Cyclone?
It's the newest.
It's the most recent
tweet.
One.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Okay, I had to refresh. I think.
Where's Origami Cyclone?
There he is. Oh, that's hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes! I'm sorry.
Right.
This is Ramble
Origami
time.
Origami Cyclone gets me hot and bothered. Go pee first.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
I don't feel like having him sit there. Come on, let's hurry up. I gotta pee like for the next hour. Like a child, so I.
Graphic tees, leggings, and tunics. More denim, backpack, headphones, and jail. Denim.
Denim. Don't fast. Denim.
Denim.
I'm posting Switch Set 2 right now.
Denim. Thank you for whacking off the microphone.
Oh yeah, it felt good.
This on me, I love when you ambiguously tweet Japanese symbols I can't read.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe sometimes. I clearly don't speak Japanese properly.
Not you, I meant them.
I went.
Aw, oh, you
legendary.
You get a gold star.
For peeing?
Yeah.
Yes. That's two. Okay, so this is ramble time now?
Yes, this is ramble time.
After potty time.
That was Dawson's potty time.
Yes, it gets its own chapter. And then it doesn't, I'm sad later. So, what should we start with?
We always start with Pokemon.
Start
Let's
with
do
the
that.
Pokemans.
Okay. We're like 2 weeks ago,
so,
right?
Yeah.
This is a tournament, basically. It's all one blob.
This continued the remaining two episodes of the tournament. Mm-hmm. I'm getting an echo, but...
Oh,
yeah,
dear,
wait.
Wait, is it a lurk? Nope. I couldn't get Echo Echo, sorry.
You got Ultimate No One.
Ultimate Nope. Yes! Is this the one you heard?
There
that was supposed to have better timing.
So,
Is it better now, though? The regular Echo?
Yeah.
First? Okay.
Deca Rangers! Oh my god!
What?
Where?
What?
Oh, shirt!
I didn't even see the picture and I came. Oh my god!
Hold on, I'm coming.
They're not Geki Ranger. But they're damn pretty. Oh, he's holding a little license. It's adorable. Look at Sen. He's like, oh my god.
It's Bridge, Brian. It's Bridge. And that's what I'm going with because I like Bridge.
It's Bon. He's like, eh. That's Bon.
He's like, SPD, Red Ranger.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
And I can see a reflection of Rock Bison.
Bye-bye, Bandai of America figures.
Dawson just flips them off.
Ah, I'm so Deca funny. Rangers is Brian. Oh, this is going to be ramble time combined with live reactions and lots of orgasms.
Yeah, there's going to be some live Tamashii Nations reactions as we're doing this ramble time. We'll have a full-on discussion of Tamashii Nations next podcast, but for now you're going to...
do this all over again, pretty much.
You're going to get some live reactions of Tamashii Nations.
What? That got a
SWAT!
I miss that show now. Oh my god, Kevin just had a total neo-orgasm. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Who cares about that? Let's just talk about Decorate.
Well, there was more shenanigans with Zorua and Bianca that needed to just go die.
I was just so tired of it.
It was just so overplayed over like the last three or four episodes or however long it's been.
Zorua, where are you, Zorua? Is that you? Rapes Georgia.
Well, the whole thing, really.
Virginia.
Look, it's a state, okay? The whole thing with Zorua and then becoming Georgia and Bianca chasing it, and then on top of that, you had, you're such a kid! No, you're a kid! No, I'm gonna beat your dragons! No, I'm gonna whack you off! Like, it's
I don't just, remember that part.
When I watched, they said it. They needed to just, like, make out and get it over with. And then, on top, and then make it even worse, then it was like, you suck, Silen! You're a sucky connoisseur! Go away.
I'm just trying to watch the show.
Like, that's pretty much what it was. He's like, I want to watch some battle. Oh, yeah, well, I think you suck. Like, I'm trying to watch. Damn. Something's wrong with you.
Just let me watch. God.
Not yet.
I don't, but, like, the battles were interesting. I kind of hate that he lost.
Yeah, well, I still don't understand.
He shouldn't have lost a Siren. Siren? Yeah. Cyrus. I mean...
Iris.
Iris, yeah. Where's Cyrus?
Cyrus was last season.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm like, that's
Cyrus,
somewhere.
Why? That's a Yu-Gi-Oh character. What is going on?
Oh, yeah! That's where I came from.
That or
another premature zoom.
That or Cyrus
I've been
combined...
Smacked.
Silen combined with Iris? They just merged?
Yeah, yeah.
We have Hyper Shinken Red and Ghetto Shinken Red.
Oh, really?
Ghetto.
You mean Badass Shinken Red?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome! I kind of figured they'd make him. Figured.
Oh, God, look at him.
Yep, they have to get their own shelf.
Oh, Ghetto Shinken Ren's totally going to be a...
And I like how we got this before regular Super Shinkengers.
I'm sure there's a separate section with them in there somewhere, maybe.
Oh, my God, there's going to be five of them. Fuck my life! I just finished these fuckers off! I was like, ah, oh, look at all of them. Fuck people. Maybe the Geki Rangers.
They're showing Juzo again, though, and he looks still looks badass.
I love his penis in Ramasa.
You too? Mm.
My God.
But,
I was most excited for the badass Shinken Red.
Yeah.
Because he beat up the Ghost Saviors. Anyway.
I don't understand why they didn't just throw some water onto the Excadrill or aim for the horn or something. It's how Ash wins in the past.
Should have just iron-tailed the shit
Dude,
out of it.
They just posted a picture of Tamashii's stage act horse.
Oh my God, are you serious? Oh my God! And Sound Out has to own this, right? Brian, you have to buy this. And then just title the vlog, Horse!
I like how it says act horse question mark. And it's like it doesn't know. Are these supposed to go with the Shingen? What are these?
I think it's just a test. The last one was retweeted by like 11 people. This was only by one. Like, they're like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know what kind of fetishes these people are into.
But, and then Silen lost to somebody. Or, the little camera boy.
Yeah, because he was like, you can beat me by doing this, and then stood there.
What was he using? What Pokemon? Golurk?
Was it Golurk?
Larvesta?
Yeah, Larvesta.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Against...
Stunfisk.
That explains why he lost.
Yeah. And then Iris beat Stefan. Emolga beat Sock, and that was fantastic.
Emolga was so adorable.
I know. He's
like, Ima! Oh, I knew we were getting these.
Except in real life, what's his name? It totally beat Alliance.
Pictures of...
Oh, finally! God,
there we go.
What?
I've been waiting to see these. Like,
Itchy Greed and Maki Greed.
It's funny because I was watching O's earlier and thinking about these figures going, when are we going to see these?
I was looking at my O's figures yesterday. I'm like, where are they? I need to complete my display before they release more forms.
Ironically enough, there's really still good. No complete Ankh.
Oh, fuck. I should have taken the Ankh.
That's what you get, Dawson.
Wait, next picture. I call it. Look at the silk. I want the silk. Sorry, I just saw that out of the corner of my eye. Does it come with silk? That should be a pre-order bonus. Damn it, Dan Ewing, shut your face. I want to see more Tamashii stuff. Anyway, Pokemon. We're pissed Ash lost because he totally would have pwned Iris in real life. Okay?
And probably. Okay?
Pretty much. What did Pikachu lose to? Oh, Excadrill?
Yeah, like
I... Like, at least he lost to a ground type.
But still...
Axew learned Outrage at some point. Why do I feel like we did that already?
Well, I don't know, but I'm just excited.
I don't think so.
Figures, and I'm looking forward to
it. But Axie did, learned Outrage, and that was cool. And, because Palpatoad beat that dude's Darumaka in like a second.
Yeah.
I need more shelves. Sorry.
Dawson just lost his train of thought. Just looking around going, where am I putting these?
Okay, you're someone who actually has shelves.
Yeah.
I'm trying to squeeze everything into a tiny
Kyan's
little
got
area.
Two rooms.
I've got two rooms and I still don't have everything up. Oh, here's another picture. What is this?
Stronger!
Stronger!
Oh my lord, I think I just came.
Oh, that's probably the most underwhelming. When you got Deck Rangers and you got Badass Shinkan Red.
Yeah, but he has that cool electric effect part.
It kind of looks like spaghetti, to be honest.
Still, I think Stronger looks good. Anyway.
Oh, fuck. Oh. I didn't know. Twitter, come back. I didn't mean to close you.
Where was I? All right, so Pokemon. I'm glad this arc is done, finally, because it's just getting goddamn nerves.
We're just going to go back to, like, random fillers.
Let's help
shit.
Old people. Fuck no. Let's just get
to the
next town.
Well,
going to
feature Evolved Shuki, so that's cool.
Is that one Shinobi, or...?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll get to see him in action if he has to extra pull up his pants or something. But, so yeah, hopefully we'll, you know, then we'll eventually get to the fourth gym and do more things, and he'll eventually catch up to my badge count of 5. Look, I'm busy playing Mario. I'm on World 6, okay?
Mario? Okay, sorry.
Mario. All right.
Mario!
What
are we talking about next? While we're...
UVO's
before we get...
next. There we
this
go.
Little squirrely kid who's just
with
like
a tiny hat.
He's basically like New Weevil. Like,
he is, except with a tiny hat, and he wonders why he gets made fun of.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna trick Yuma into giving me his utopia. Like, you homos. You guys are homos, okay?
Go K? Let's go, go K.
So,
let's go. Okay.
Like, he keeps trying to give him some card, and then they're like, oh, you can't talk to this kid, he's a douchebag. Like, but then he battles him, and like, he puts some sign on his Yuma's back that's like, if I lose, I will give New Weevil Underwood my best card or whatever.
Why is that binding? I don't get it.
I don't either.
Like, I'd be just like, fuck you, and just throw the note at him and leave.
Now, see, I was reading, I forget where, but like, it was the apparently like the Japanese version or something, like he signed something. Like he got an autograph from him, and what he got was him when Yuma didn't read the paper, and it was that paper saying I will give this guy my card. So I don't know if that part got cut out or something, or just didn't get explained. But that's why it was binding, is that he signed the paper saying I'll do this. I mean, it's still, I don't see how it's binding, because it's a sheet of loose leaf paper.
Yeah, and their children.
I mean, it's not like, yeah, it's not like it's been notarized by an attorney or something. But, and then he's like losing because he's got baby Turagan. And
I was like, it was nice to see Yuma actually win a duel on his own since, Astral gave a little bit of advice.
Like he helped protect baby Turagan.
Yeah, like that was about it, but at least it was nice to see that Yuma could actually pull off something sort of on his own.
Yeah. And I still like the kid with the dominoes. I think that was hilarious.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there setting up an entire gym of dominoes, kicks it over by accident at the end. No!
What's the name of that chick in Skyward Sword? Fee? What's her name?
Fee.
Ooh, Fire
State. She's totally Astral.
Eric states in Fire States, and it looks like the Zodiac switch above his head. Look at that.
No photo.
No photo. This is a photo, you idiot. No, this guy who took this was a rebel. What a badass.
Look at Baby Gowan.
Baby Gowan looks very glossy.
He looks, yeah,
glossy.
I like that.
He looks glossy.
Glossy.
And Eric's face looks good, and I'm glad we just got him. I'm sitting here on my phone just refreshing it constantly.
What was I going to say about Zexal? Brian, have you gotten to the part where you have to catch those little, like, derpy things that sound like Cutemon?
in Skyward Sword?
No.
Okay, you will. You'll totally think it's Cutemon.
Cute.
Yeah, but they just grow. Cute, cute, cute. I'm like, dude, Cutemon's in Skyward Sword.
Yeah, Zexel's got some strange, weird things that keep happening in this program.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like I said, like I might just stick with the dub because I can't find enough energy, or not energy, like motivation to watch the subs. Like, I just might as well stick with the dub. I like the cast, and it's more entertaining to watch for some reason for me.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily bad. It's just they do some weird things, and oh, and then he's all like,
"Monster,"
and Yuma's like, "Oh shit, I don't know what his defense points are. I might if I attack, and my attack is lower than his defense, I'll lose. I'll take damage." And we're like, "Thank you for explaining the rules of the game."
Yeah, they do that a lot in the series. They're explaining the rules, like, well, they're trying to re-educate. It's stupid.
And then he's like, "I'm gonna play the flip effect of this monster," and he's like, "What's a flip effect?"
Oh god, yeah, that pissed me off.
And I'm like, "Do you know the meaning of words?
Do you know what an effect means?
Do you know what flip means? Put them together." Like, I understand explaining the rules for new people, but that's just stupid.
Probably because they watched the last episodes of last season. Like, this is a little bit confusing for a newcomer.
Ew, that sounds dirty.
Oh, it did.
But yeah, and then he had to explain it again because Yuma's a tard and forgot. I'm like, well, that was just uncalled for. But yeah, I'm hoping that there's some costumed clown next week. I don't know what the hell's up with that.
Oh yeah, he's an actor who like went crazy. You'll see.
All right then.
Those are the last Japanese episodes I saw.
That's cool, man.
Cool story, bro.
So moving along from Yu-Gi-Oh to what's next?
Want to talk about Ben 10 quick, Brian?
Sure. It sucked. Move on.
Yeah. Did we talk about last week's? What was last week's? Did we ever talk about that dumbass one with the garbage? And the references to...
I don't remember if we did or not, but that one was stupid too.
Like, the last 2 weeks have been really dumb. This week was even worse. The best part of the whole episode, in fact, this podcast episode's namesake, was when the alien went off Chris and said, "Oh my yes." That was the best scene in the whole episode.
Pretty much. Like, it didn't hold my attention in the slightest.
I can't stand the Vreedles. I really don't like them at all.
Yeah.
I think they're useless characters. And then just adding to them with their mom and another kid was just, like, overkill. Not the alien.
Overkill.
I just want them to see them get the story together. Like, the first two seasons had, like... I think they had a little filler at the beginning, but they had such a good story going on with, what's his name? Agrigor, and then leading into Kevin... Mm-hmm. And then now we've got like a few bits that have give hints of the story, and then random ass bad filler. And I just want them to get on with it, and so we can find out what the fourth series is going to be.
Yeah, hopefully something worthwhile and cool.
Yeah, like it's just been those episodes bad. What are these fuckers? Get out of my face! I want to see cool figures. Your stupid mummy hair. What are they?
I don't know.
Alright, so yeah, Ben 10 was awful this week. I'm looking forward to the team-up, though. And Jeff didn't respond to my comment. I thought it was funny. What are your thoughts on the team-up? Well, I don't really watch Generator Rex, but the wolves. I thought it was funny.
Click it, Dawson. Click it.
Click it. Click it good. What is it? It's taking forever.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh my god! Oh my god! It's so cool! It's Nathan Drake!
Naked?
Naked Drake.
It's Naked Drake. Oh my god, don't even get me started. Do I need this? I'm trying to figure out if... I have the statue.
But that's a statue.
Do I need this? It needs to be an Uncharted 2 gear, and I'd be like, bam.
Bam.
They need to make a Cole.
Agreed.
I need to think
the best. That's the best reaction ever. Just Dawson went, do I need this? What do I do?
Oh, look, it's the Chibi Arts Dragon Kid I just missed.
Did they tweet a picture of it?
Yes. It's adorable.
Alright, next.
Why you missed it? Bitch! Did we ever talk about Green Lantern?
I never watched it.
Shut up.
Or was that just... I always mix it up with our live conversations.
That was live conversation.
Okay. I missed last week.
Oh, they didn't
oh,
have
look
it
at
last
Blue
week.
Rose. Blue Rose is adorable. They put her next to some Pepsi bottles.
They just had the hour event, and unless it was on some kind of time slot, I didn't know it wasn't on.
Oh, okay.
Because they went back to their regular thing. I think it's going to... I almost feel like it's going to premiere later, like it was a sneak preview or some shit.
Oh, okay. Well, we can talk about our pilot then. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I didn't think it was like a Young Justice Thundercats thing where it premiered. I was like, oh my god, this is going to be amazing. But I thought it was good.
Yeah, I liked the use of the Red Lanterns, and I liked that Kilowog's going to be like a main part of it, because I've always enjoyed Kilowog.
Yeah.
And that chick's going to be waiting for her dinner for a while.
Cause... Yeah, depending on how many seasons they go, she's going to be like, where'd he go?
I kind of like that concept of the ship. Like, when he just jumps in, he's like, oh, fuck, my power's ran out, and he just jumps.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
He just, like, jumps into the engine of the ship and uses that to charge his ring.
Yeah,
and then
badass.
Pwns that dude. That was epic.
And I mentioned it, like, oh, I swear we did this already. I guess not. But I really enjoyed how it's just not like a rehash of the...
Of the origin, movie. Yeah.
Yeah, the origin, like, going through that main story and actually focusing on a part that's not focused on as often, like, in TV or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I saw that, I don't know if we talked about this when it first came on, before, when not in podcast, but I saw, like, they were asked not to put Sinestro in the show. But I'm hoping that's just, like, a don't put him, like, in the, you know, the first season, or don't put him in the beginning, or... Hoping he'll eventually show up at some point.
Yeah. If it does well enough, he kind of has to.
Yeah, it's Green Lantern. He almost has to show up at some point. But I think it's going to be interesting, like, this chase around the frontier for the Red Lanterns and Atrocitus for the first few episodes. But even with this first pilot, you already see a lot of what Hal Jordan is known for, which is, like, not doing things by the book, just doing shit his own way.
Yeah.
But I really liked when they made fun of him for his little mask. They're like, what is that? That's just mask, lols. In case because he doesn't want people on his planet to know he's a Green Lantern. They snicker. He's like, when your planet invents paparazzi, I'm just like, this is completely accurate, in fact.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And it's the first time anyone's ever commented on the mask, aside from what I remember, when Jon Stewart got his ring in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Because my friend had it and he showed it to me. For those who don't know, Jon Stewart, not the guy who hosts The Daily Show, but the Black Green Lantern that they used in Justice League, doesn't wear a mask. He was basically just like, fuck that, I don't care. Everybody, they'll beat the shit out of him if they give me shit. Like, he's just like, they're like, aren't you going to put on a mask? He's like, no.
Why? No reason.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a big black guy. What does it matter?
I'm a big black guy.
I forgot exactly what he said, but he's just like, no. Why does it matter who they see who I am? I don't care. John fucking Stewart. And they're like, all right, whatever. Like, it was pretty hilarious. But what else is there? Like, it was, and I thought the animation was done really well. I didn't realize it was going to be like the 3D at first, like the computer stuff.
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to it. Like, I was like, oh man, I hate this style, but like, it grew on me. Like, I still would prefer it in something else, but it's not that bad.
I'd have preferred it more like the Batman and Justice League type, but it was still pretty cool in it.
More like the style that the first flight was done in.
Yeah. But I thought it worked pretty well for, like, with the ring effects and everything. It came out good.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't as bad as I thought. This has an exclamation point. This can be important? No. Why are these people? There's muscle, man. Is this ultimate muscle? No. I think Brian just fell asleep. Brian just can't handle it over the Deck Rangers.
Brian, are you there?
All right. Don't even know what this is.
I don't know. It's kind of making me feel gay for looking at it, so I'm going to close it.
I see some chibi One Piece.
Yeah. Should I make this sound like a One Piece bathing suit for, like, chibis?
Chibi One Piece. Anyway.
But yeah, I've been looking forward to seeing more of the cartoon, or the series.
Yeah.
I'll definitely keep up with it.
I'm very excited about it. Oh god, that is really gay looking. I'm scared. I feel dirty. I need a shower now. But yeah, so what,
Chuck?
Chuck. This was a really good episode. It was like...
Yeah, it was.
One of those really great Chuck episodes that, like, includes everything that makes Chuck awesome.
Like, it had great one-liners. It advanced the plot while still being fairly independent of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it had so many twists and turns. It was just good.
I know. It was like... It's like... I guess it's just the perfect episode. If someone's like, "What's Chuck about?" It's just that. Like, it had, like you said, the perfect one-liners, the perfect comedy and action and romance.
Wait, now, which one are we talking about?
The newest one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the newest one. I loved the whole thing with Morgan gonna rewatch Star Wars because he's forgotten it.
Oh yeah, and Casey's and like, "Start with episode one."
Yeah, he's like, "I'll start with these," and he's like, "No, start with these. You love episode one." Like, all right, and he comes back. Did I like this crap? This Jar Jar guy is really fucking annoying. And he's like, "Oh, lols, I trolled you. Go watch these."
I almost thought it would have been funnier if he would have liked it and then him and Chuck like get in arguments later because like Chuck left him with the originals and then Casey changed it and it thought it would have been funny.
Yeah, actually, that's what I thought was going to happen at first. And although this was still funny, that would have been good. And then at the end when Casey's like, here are these. Oh, Indiana Jones. There's only three of them? He's like, yep.
Are you sure you're going to hide in the best one? There's only three.
Yeah, he's like, "You sure? There's not more?" Three. Nope, only three.
Yeah, that was good.
That was fantastic. And then Lester getting arrested and Jeff.
Oh,
and,
yeah, Jeff being all like normal now. It's pretty funny.
it's such
and a Captain change. Awesome being a better mom than Ellie. Yeah. Got into mommy groups that wouldn't even call me back.
Well, that's because he's awesome. He's awesome at everything, including being a mother. You know, he's just so awesome. I love how he had to get advice from Jeff. Like,
he's like, "Your lady's not happy, man."
Is good. Chuck is I love Chuck. It is an amazing show. It makes me hard in pants.
It was kind of sad that Alex broke up with Morgan, though.
Yeah.
It was funny to see him try to explain it, though. Like, there was a supercomputer melting my brain. And she's like, "You've lost it."
And he's like, "No, seriously, there's, like, this chick, and she's coming to kill me." And that, which I loved the buy more whatever, that whole picnic gathering thing. That was great.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And
such a bunch of weirdos.
It was a great use of the buy more, like, integrating all the plots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they had, what's his name, David Koechner. He's just insane. Like, just totally fit that entire thing. And it was really good. And actually, I thought it was the bartender at first when he first brought the drinks
That's
over.
That's what I thought, like, too. I was suspicious. Please drink it. I'm like, "It's him."
I was like, "It's him." And then I was like, "Oh, it's Crazy Bob." And I was like, "Nope, it's the chick." And I was like, "Oh, nope, it's Crazy Bob again." I was like, "Yeah, it's definitely Crazy Bob." And then, bam, bartender. I'm like, "Oh, shit."
And they're like, "Bam, nice lady."
Aww. And they're like, "Oh, it's a nice lady." And I'm like, "But I could have sworn it was the bartender." And then like 10 minutes later, "Oh, it's the bartender, lols." Or no, yeah, the other way around. I'm so high. Those Deca Rangers just really got me going. I don't know where I am anymore. Deca Rangers and then Baby Garen and...
So Zodiac, not Zodiac, it's... Fuck, I'm getting all jumbled up in my head. Yummies.
I know, but I love it. Like, don't you think it's odd that somebody would just be your best friend immediately?
Like, no.
Like, what does that say about her? Like, isn't that kind of an odd way of saying, you think people would actually like you? I mean, come on, seriously? Like,
yeah.
So when you put it that way, you're an ass.
I do like how Sarah's like, "Oh, I met this really good lady. I think we're going to become great friends." He's like, "It's her. She's the murderer." Like, it's really funny. He's like, "Sorry, just my spy brain."
And he's like, "Hi, I'm Morgan Grimes." Like, that just sounds funny to my ears.
Oh, Morgan. Wonder, it'll probably be at least one or two episodes, but I think Chuck will get the Intersect back.
Yeah, I mean, they got it out of Morgan now. I love how he's like, "Wait, I need to do something first." They just throw a bunch of throwing stars at him.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
He's like, "Okay, I'm good to go now." And so they have no Intersect now, so they're going to have to give it to Chuck. They need an Intersect.
Like, the next episode, I think the next episode is versus the Hack-Off. I talk about
versus
it.
The Whack-Off? Come on.
The Hack-Off.
Oh, Hack. I'm sorry. No,
in, like, the interview, this is one that Zachary Levi directed, and they talked about how they're making a big deal about going back to Chuck's, like, hacking roots from the first season in this one.
So I think it'll at least be one more episode before we get it back, but I definitely can't see them going the entire rest of the series without the Intersect.
Yeah, considering that's kind of the basis of the show.
Yeah, so they'll probably have Chuck have a more badass moment without it and then get it back. Unless, like, Casey gets it in prison or something. I don't know.
Oh, that! How awesome was that at the end when, like, Decker's like, okay, go kill, you know, like, you can kill people. And then Casey overhears it and is like, shoots them all in, like, 15 seconds or less.
Oh, yeah. He, what a badass. He just took them all out.
That was pretty awesome.
Like, he's got his gun out and they're all pointing guns at him and he just goes, like, oh, damn, they're dead.
Because they started monologuing. Didn't they watch The Incredibles?
Yeah.
Like, John Casey. We have stuff.
The only thing that made it worse for them is if they had capes. Like,
yeah. It's not for you, darling.
And then they got sucked into a plane.
Seriously, why hasn't there been an Incredibles 2? This is ridiculous.
I don't know. But I'm hoping that, like, he got that shit on tape. That way they can prove his innocence. Like, look, they were going to kill me. Self-defense. Lols. I got out of jail free card.
Yeah, he's going to be in jail next episode, though, I heard, so. But I mean,
that's got to be fantastic.
It's going to be awesome.
In fight and shank someone?
Shit. With a bubble.
Like, is the hack off have anything to do with the jail, or?
I don't know. Like, there was an episode that also, like, I feel like the next episode that I read a summary of today had to do with hacking, but it wasn't the hack off. I don't know. It could be two running plots. I mean, Chuck has that going on all the time. Like, it could be Casey's story in prison while Chuck's hacking shit.
True.
Yeah. I'm just sad to see it end.
Yeah.
But it was a really great episode. Probably my favorite of this season so far.
Yeah, I would say so too. Like, they kept getting better. Like, I loved Frosted Tips.
Yeah.
But then, the hell was this one called?
Business Trip versus Business Trip.
Like, this one was really good too. Like, in fact, I liked it the most out of the season so far.
Yeah, because it didn't have Douchey Morgan.
Yeah, like, I'm so glad that's over.
Hello.
Yeah.
Wait, what's over?
Douchey Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Skype quit unexpectedly.
That's fine.
I just love how he's all the, like, helmet. Frosted my tips.
I
went all Guy Fieri and...
I like how at the beginning of this episode, Chuck's like, stay away from that douche cycle. Then Morgan's eyes get all white. He's like, okay, don't freak out. I'm still the Intersect, okay? And I'm pretty sure that cycle's awesome. Let me just grab some... That was really funny.
I enjoyed when they pantsed Morgan. That was fun.
I like it. Yeah. It's getting better.
I still think his shift in the Frosted Tips was still a little bit sudden, but...
Yeah,
like,
I
pantsy. Oh, now I'm normal again.
That all comes down to, like, the episode count. Yeah. Like, I think if this is full 22-episode season, Morgan might have had the Intersect longer and would have been more fleshed out. Like, I always forgive them for that, like, with this, and then in particular with, like, when they got back season pickups really quick, is, like, you just have to assume the timeline was a little bit longer. Or just in your mind. But, I'm a little bit disappointed we didn't get to see, like IGN said, Morgan and Chuck fighting alongside all sected up. I think that would have been
epic.
But what are you going to do?
Oh, well.
What else we got to talk about?
Well.
Obviously.
Oh, look, Deca
Digimon. Digimon.
Okay, Carlos.
You guys forgot Digimon last time.
Yeah.
The past few episodes have just been so bland.
Yeah. Like, they really have been. Like, I don't think they were terrible episodes. And, like, I didn't hate them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's especially let down, I think I told you this before, is coming down from the finale of Cross Wars Season 1, where everything was epic, all these things were wrapping up, almost every single episode was just full of epicness in some sort. And then the beginning of this was all exciting because I wanted to see where it was going to go. And now it was like these two... Well, because you've seen only 60 and 61, but I've... all three of the last ones have been filler.
Yeah.
And it really bugged me that, like, the last episode with Damemon coming back, like, they made a big deal about it. Like, it was a decent episode for him coming back. But, like, after that, all of a sudden, like, him and you are barely in it, and it's, like, Tigeru focus episodes.
Yeah.
It felt weird. Like
I know Tigeru needs his focus, but I don't like Tigeru.
Yeah. I missed Kudo motherfucking Taiki. It's his name. See? That's what happens. Kevin doesn't even know who Taiki is, and he gets excited. But yeah.
Oh
my god. Like you said, I understand he needs his focus, but it felt out of place for not to have a little bit more, like, Damemon and You Time.
Yeah.
This is like a show.
Damemon and You Time.
But and it didn't feel very balanced, just the last three episodes largely focusing on him.
Right.
Like, I know he's the main character now, but other shows usually mix it up. Like, you'll have a focus episode on one guy, and then you just kind of have an all-around general episode that doesn't really focus on anyone in particular. But there's three solid episodes of focus on Tigeru, and it was really kind of annoying. But the next episode, 63, looks like it's going to be pretty good, because it looks like it might be Taiki-focused and have Akira back, so a character from original Cross Wars is going to be nice.
Yeah. Way back original Cross Wars.
Yeah, well... I really hope we get a Kiriha cameo at some point.
He's got a... some, like... What's he doing?
I don't know. Like, Nene's off having boobs and being in pictures.
Did you see that?
In the Damemon episode, they're like, oh yeah, she's off being an idol at 14, living on her own with boobs. And my parents are always away, so I just live here by myself. I'm like, no wonder he ran away to the digital world. At least Ken's parents tried. Jeez.
Oh, well.
Oh yeah, Kiriha's got to come back. Like, I think Nene will make a cameo at some point, but I think she's less likely than Kiriha.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a little fillery. I'm still enjoying it, but I hope that we at least in the next few episodes start to put together a more of a main story. Like, we just got the setup, and there hasn't been really any foreshadowing or any setups for any kind of main story, really.
Yeah, like, what? There's like, there isn't a story right now.
Yeah, because they just got the rule book, and Tigeru got his cross loader, and they're like, oh, Digimon hunting, and Tigeru was like, oh my god, hunting, derp! And the other three guys are like, we're tote serious about hunting, and Taiki and you were like, we have to protect the real world from the Digimon that are crossing over, and that's all we got.
Yeah. I hate idiots.
Me too.
I got a comment, I just put up Switch Set 2, mm-hmm. and I got a comment, what happened to Hopping Elect and Scissors?
Can people just keep up with the goddamn news? At least, what's it going to be in what set? Jesus.
Like,
I'm sorry, Kevin.
And I know as soon as I post my thing tomorrow with fucking Hopping and Smoke, people are going to like flip out. Still, like, what happened to the other things? And they're going to go. Where's Beat and Chain Array? I'm like, did you watch the one I put up yesterday? Did you do that? No, you didn't, because you're a stupid fuck.
Man.
I don't like people. I don't know if anyone's noticed.
I'm sensing some hostility in the room.
It's just idiots. I hate dumb people.
Yeah, Digimon, I just hope it gets a better focus. Like, I'm still enjoying it, but...
Yeah, like, I'm still definitely enjoying the show, and I love Digimon, I love Cross Wars and everything, but it's just been... It's really stale right now.
Yeah, like, so much filler. It feels really formulaic, like O's and like all those things. Yeah. Kind of like I say Zexal does, is we have like the story, except it's only one episode a week usually, but it's just kind of weird. Because we have like random guy whose Digimon appears to him, and when you see 62, it's kind of really weird.
Like, it's kind of really weird.
I don't know, it's just really fillery and silly.
It sounds like fun.
And I hate how they call them all cross up. I miss when they gave them names.
Yeah.
Like, this one in the 62, spoiler alert, is Restodramon crossed with Dobermon. And they just call it cross up. I totally call it a Restodramon cross D. Badass is Dobermon.
Crossed.
I see what you did there.
Okay, so I feel the need to mention this at this time since you're discussing Digimon. I was at work the other day on HJU in the Figure Arts thread, and somebody...
Oh my god, I swear to god, if they're serious, I will punch someone.
What?
What?
Well, one, I see Figure Arts Negadeno in the background. Oh, and two, they're all the Imogen in their little furry costumes.
Oh my god, stop it. Are they serious for this shit?
Anyway,
where's Negadeno?
You
mean Negataros?
Negataros, I'm sorry.
Okay, I was like, why the fuck are they making Negadeno before regular Deno? Fuck, fuck, fuck! And then then I calmed down. That's exactly what happened.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, why are they furries?
If they release these, I'm just gonna shoot myself.
I don't wanna buy them.
Brian has a contract, so he's like, fuck!
Wait, I don't see Negataros.
He's up in the corner, you only see his body.
All right, let me make the picture big. So anyway, somebody posted a picture of something. I don't know, it was like trunks or something. Oh, I see it now. Yeah, you're right. So I posted a picture of something, and they commented on it. And somebody was, they were talking about how awesome they loved it, and they were like, people kept saying, like, love this, like, and this, and then someone just wrote, like, times three, and seriously, from listening to you people talk all the time, I read it as cross three, and wanted to know what
oh
the hell
God,
Digimon
seen
was doing
that.
In the figure.
I seen that, I got, was, like, all excited. I was like, what? Shoutmon? Where? And then I just realized there was just people bullshitting. I got really pissed.
Like, I got confused. I'm sitting there, what the hell? Why is Digimon in the figure arts thread? I think they have a DR thread somewhere else. Then I was, oh, wait, they're saying times. Never mind. I feel dumb now. And
cross three.
Like, this is just upsetting to me now. The English language has been ruined because of so many of these programs.
I know, it's so funny.
Mega Man Cross.
What took them 12 minutes to tweet something else out on me? I mean, what's wrong with you people?
They were trying to figure out how to get
free mode.
Oh my god. Like, are they gonna... That'd be funny if they released them as figures, but they're like just little suit accessories. Brian's gotta hunt them down.
Look, if they just had like a accessory of furry suits, I probably would buy that just for lols.
My god. And review them. And here, this attaches... Oh, look at the color palette. Oh my, yes.
That's how I would do it. What are you talking about? No, you know what would be awesome? See, if they did that, and we could convince Zeron to buy the Imagine and the furries, and then get Buck to review them.
That would be fantastic.
Could you imagine that? Jesus.
Imagine.
Buck trying to dress a figure art.
I don't think this can help me against damn dear possums.
We got them here animal skins to fight the possums.
Oh, God.
Gotta go save Daryl.
Go save Daryl.
Not go save Daryl, that's different.
But they're definitely picking some weird shit to make figure out of, like, Sentai-wise, like, not weird, like a weird order.
Deckaranger, they're probably only doing because of the SPD dub.
Yeah, because yeah, they're like, probably like, hurry up before Max.
They're like, let's do Shinkendra because it's popular, and then let's do Gokaiger because it's on now and it's popular, and like, let's do Deckaranger. Like, what the fuck?
I think they need to do Gekiranger. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they need to do Gekiranger.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to see. I want that Ghost Say Night. They don't even don't put the other five out. Just Ghost Say Night. I'm fine with that. No, you know what they need to do? They need to put out Ghost Say Night and Ghost Say Black. Just
to piss Lady Ranger off.
With a Ghost Say Snake.
And release him in America just like they did with the other ones.
Yeah, like just populate the shelves with Ghost Say Black everywhere. And I think that would be fantastic. Then I would die happy the next day.
It really would be. It would be great.
It's going to be legendary.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Right.
I think Ramble Time was random enough, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, there was two broke girls, but, like, there really wasn't too much to really talk about.
It was funny.
It was
funny
hilarious.
Christmas stuff.
It's always hilarious.
And they pushed Caroline into the presents, which was really funny. Like, she got wired on that shit. You're gonna chug it? I think you're supposed to just say, okay.
Okay.
That was pretty funny. Merry Christmas.
So,
Christmas.
Because my name's Mary. And, wow, that was great.
Alright, so that means it's time for... Is it? It's time for me to do my thing?
Yeah.
Do I say it?
Yeah.
Do I say it? All right.
Yeah, why not?
So it's time for final thingies!
Bye!
I have a thing that's not final.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Next week, we'll go over Tamashii Nations and any other weird-ass...
Besides just us going, ooh, yeah!
Or...
Although we'll probably still do that anyway. Well, at least I will.
Yeah.
Because I have a problem, but
and next week, Data Squad, the product of Izzy's imagination,
and my penis or Amasa.
That's back next week too. I don't know if Decker's in the team up, but that's back next week.
Yes, it is. Next week will be fun. We got Digimon and Samurai and our
Shuki
normal stuff,
and we got Samurai.
Maybe...
We have Summaries, and we have Shuki.
Maybe Ryo can come back if we can convince him to.
You guys like know things. That was funny.
You guys know things about stuff. Like, all right.
Just know things about stuff, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. My precious. That's what happened to me too. It loaded as soon as.
Oh shit!
What?
You hear it?
Kevin, fix your problem.
Okay, I thought maybe it was just me. I thought I was gone. Ryan's just like, what? I'm trying to order shit. I can't be fucking bothered.
No, I think I missed GBR Striking Kid.
Did you? That's why you're distressed. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I think. I don't know. Mine broke again.
They tweeted. Who is that? He's cool.
Oh, someone from Ultraman.
Oh, and the monster being like, I can redirect anything I see, so that probably will have to turn himself invisible.
That's how you turn yourself invisible. You just go... Well, I look at these pictures that I missed. Don't you take that tone with me, young man. Don't make me call Earl and Janice.
Balls.
Janice. Ball.
Janice.
Yeah. Janice.
Hoodies and Janice.
More Janice.
Man, this podcast is random.